The Bush and Kerry campaigns have been lobbing one-liners at each other for some time now. Last week's claim by Kerry that George Bush is unfit to be president brought this reply Friday from Wisconsin State Treasurer Jack Voigt.
I say to John Kerry, he's all ketchup and no beef!
But a Racine County woman, Katie Simonson, still thinks the Democrats have not been forceful enough responding to the Republican attacks. John Edwards got a surprise when he called on Simonson at a question and answer session in Oak Creek.
The thing I'm concerned about is I don't think that the Democratic Party is really answering a lot of the talking points of the Republicans. One thing is that Kerry is a flip-flopper. Another thing that said at the convention was that with health care, they tied in that you were a trial attorney. And I'd really like to see you guys speak up and answer those questions.
Yeah.
Because even though I am a Democrat, and I have, although I did vote for Nader last time, you know, I even get questions in my mind, and you have to speak up. They're going to run you right over and make you look like idiots.
Edwards contends the Democrats will fight hard for the White House.
The answer to your question is, you look at what John Kerry spent his life doing, from the time he volunteered for military service in Vietnam through today, this man is strong, courageous, and he is a fighter. I like to believe I am the same thing. And we will, don't shake your head, don't shake your head. We will fight, no, we will fight every way we know how, but we're fighting for you.
Afterwards, Simonson said the discussion only partly satisfied her.
But I felt like it was a typical politician response. In some ways, I think he really feels like he's doing the best, and I give him the benefit of the doubt, but I would have liked to have a little bit more of an exchange with him.
Simonson says she plans to vote for Kerry and Edwards in November, but with President Bush riding a post-convention bounce in the polls, the Kerry campaign will hear plenty of other advice on how to bring the race back to a virtual tie. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.